Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So, again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now, please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Weird weekend. Bill Paxton passed away. Very weird. A lot of weird stuff happened over the last stretch. It's been a very weird, a very strange, strange time. Yeah. You know, the one thing for anybody who's local, obviously, that is going to be, that people are not going to, that I'm sure everybody is talking about or thinking about. I don't know if everybody knows this, but people who live in this area, in the, at the Newbridge area, must have heard about the, I don't even know how you'd say it. It's like at the, this past weekend at the Newbridge High School Auditorium for the Pop and Rocking Arts, there was the 50th annual concert, the 50th annual Newbridge High School Pop and Rock Concert, which has been going on since 1967 and has turned into a real, real kind of tradition and institution, the Newbridge High School Pop and Rock Concert, the NPNR, as people call it. It's definitely one of the biggest attractions for all of Newbridge and this area. And it's, it's something that everybody, definitely locally knows about. And it's meant a whole lot. And, I'd say at this point, 50 years in, it's second only to, probably New Year's Eve when they, dropped the giant flaming muffler, over in Kern Square, at the stroke of midnight. And, you know, we've been talking about the people who've, the musicians and the actors and the heads of state who actually come to Newbridge over the 50 years to see the local kids, the students here, sing and play and dance and do the show, do the pop and rock, rocking. They always say. And, this was a year of some note because, the new music director, Davey Randall, was a part of the show, was running it in place of, Ken Lattimore, who, had been doing it for decades, had been the musical director kind of guiding the Pop and Rock Orchestra, and he was killed late last year. Ken Lattimore died. It's a very tragic circumstances where he fell off a roller coaster and then was run over by the world's largest golf cart and then was actually dragged into the woods by I guess I gotta say alleged by a band of rabbit elves. And people might be wondering why this is something, this story is not as documented as other things are. It's because they prohibit the filming and recording of the concert. So it kind of takes the pressure off of the kids to kind of let them just do the show. And it also allows, affords a certain amount of, privacy to the celebrities who do come out to the concert every year. So there is no footage of what went down, on Saturday night, and there are wildly conflicting reports. So we can only go on word of mouth, people describe it as being, I guess people are calling it a riot that happened on Saturday night. And, I do have a guest on the line now who hopefully can shed some light on what happened. And, I'm going to bring him to the air now. Hopefully he can shed some light on what went down, over the weekend. It's, the new, musical director of the Newbridge High School, the pop and rock, orchestra, Davey Randall. So Davey, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Hey, thanks for having me, Tim.
It's Tom.
Tom, sorry. Look, first of all, I want to make clear that there wasn't a riot, okay?
Okay.
See, people are so prone to hyperbole these days. You know, a bacon cupcake is amazing, and a venison hot dog is everything, and a song that sounds like a deep cut on the second Rain Parade album is mind-blowing, you know?
Yeah, well, look, that's a fair point, and ultimately, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of all of this, Davey. Well, can I actually call you Dave?
Why?
Cause, like, no offense, you're what, like 45, 46 years old?
No, 47. Why?
Okay. Cause I just feel a little strange personally calling a middle-aged man Davey.
Look, that's your hang up, not mine. Okay.
Okay. Well,
all right.
So.
Well, look, all right, first of all, I want to say just how truly blessed and honored I was to be named as Ken Lattimore's replacement. I mean, those were some giant Birkenstocks to fill, right? And Ken brought so much joy to so many, and he made such an impact on the lives of so many Newbridge High students that it's really incredible once you think about it. You know, of course, I only wish the circumstances had been different, you know. What a way to go, falling off a roller coaster and then getting run over by the world's largest golf cart and then dragged into the woods by an alleged band of rabid elves. I mean, it seems impossible, right?
But, it's a it's a tragedy, but it's also a very weird tragedy.
But, you know, things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be walking down the street and hot air balloon, you know, lands on me. And you don't think about these things.
No, it's easy to lose sight of stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, actually, I'd like us all to bow our heads right now and have 6 minutes of silence for Ken starting now.
I'm sorry, 6 minutes?
Yes. One for each of his Pomeranians.
Okay, well, look, no offense, Davey, but I'm as broken up about everything with Ken and, but 6 minutes is just too much time to have silence.
Understood. Well, getting back to what we were talking about, you know, I for one was overwhelmed when I walked into that, high school music room, you know, and I saw the photos of the great pop and rock musicians who attended Newbridge High and performed in the pop and rock orchestra when they were kids, you know, the list is very impressive.
Very, yes.
You know, off the top of my head, Pat DiNizio, Dave Windorf, Questlove, Randy Rhodes, Britt Daniel, Greg Ginn, Robert Cool Bell, Doyle Von Frankenstein, Dimebag Darrell, of course, Ben Gibbard, Tito Jackson, Vincent Stigma, Sabrina Ellis, who else? Daryl Jennifer, Kurt Vile, Chuck D, Carl Newman, who else? Simon LeBon, Harley Flanagan, great bassist, Alicia Keys, Rick Ocasek, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Damian Abraham, who else? Babyface, Steve Malkmus, Adam Clayton, Ira Kaplan, John Legend, and of course Joe and Albert Bouchard, just to name a couple.
Yeah, I mean that's more than a couple, but that's the point is, I agree completely. It's crazy how many superstars got their start at Newbridge High School.
Yeah, that's true.
And Davey, can I actually address some of the rumors about what happened on Saturday night in the auditorium over at the Newbridge High School Pop and Rock Auditorium?
Well, look, I'll be really honest. I don't know where these stories about there being some kind of disturbance are coming from, all right? I mean, these kids performed their hearts out, and the audience went wild. Just like any concert you've ever been to and I've ever been to where the audience feels the need to voice their appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and as you noted, you know, it was the 50th anniversary of the Pop and Rock concert. And, so it was wall to wall stars. It was insane.
Yeah. I mean, I was not in attendance, so I've heard some rumors about who, what was there. Can you tell us, a few names?
Yeah, off the top of my head, let's see, Paul McCartney, Eddie Vedder, Joan Jett, Melissa McCarthy, Stephen Stills, Meryl Streep, Robert Trujillo, and Sharon Stone, who took time out of their busy schedule filming their new movie Basic Instinct, that's based with two S's, John Legend, Dave Navarro, Geezer Butler was there, Bruce Springsteen, that was a big deal, Bruce Foxton, Bruce Dickinson, Bruce Thomas, Bruce Dern, Bruce Campbell, Mike Campbell, Campbell Brown, Dave Mustaine, Kate Blanchett, Todd Fancy, of course, Peter Criss, and Tommy Stinson, to name just a couple.
Oh, cool. He was there. That's some list.
It was. And what a thrill to get to meet all those legends, you know. And they loved it. They were so appreciative of the kids and just so respectful of the kids' talents. It was really something.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm sorry. I sound a little distracted here, Davey.
Uh-huh.
I did just get an email from a listener who was also in attendance at the concert on Saturday.
Huh.
And he says he managed to shoot parts of it on his phone.
Wait, what? Look, recording the Newbridge High School Pop and Rock concert is a federal crime, okay? Just ask that guy who tried to bootleg it in 1978 and is still chained up in Guantanamo Bay.
Uh-huh.
That's bad. That place is bad news. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, but I do want to, try to get some clarity here, and I would like to see for myself what happened. There are, I guess, five clips here, and I'm going to pull this first one up.
Hey, come on, you don't need to do that.
Well, no, I'll just watch this first video, and I mean, it's a high school performance, so I can kind of. I think I should be pretty safe in playing it without worrying about offensive content. And, I'm going to go ahead and let me get this set up here. Okay. All right, let's load this. Okay, here it goes. It's loading. We'll be right back. Huh. I gotta say, just trying to process what I just saw there, Davey. I guess I should say, first of all, the kids in the band and the orchestra are really, really good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But, I guess respectfully, the singer, I don't know. I'm trying to say this. I guess he was not as good as the singers I've seen at past, pop and rock concerts. Cause his voice was really, really thin.
What? You gotta be kidding me. No, man. Jaden's a star and he's got killer pipes.
Well, I mean.
You need to clean your ears out, Jack.
Well, it's Tom. Oh, did you mean Jack just as a general kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, like a general tough guy?
You never heard that before?
Well, no, I didn't know if you got it wrong, because people, a lot of callers get my name wrong, a lot of guests get my name wrong.
Yeah, because you're very unmemorable.
Okay, well, I gotta just say, I'm just trying to... I didn't know if Jack was just tough guy talk, and apparently it was.
Jack is always tough guy talk.
Yeah. But conversely...
Right.
Davey, when those three backup vocalists came in, it sounded great. And they kind of really overpowered the lead singer.
They're pretty good, I guess. I don't know.
But, I mean, I guess in the scheme of things, it's great you gave a chance, you gave a kid a chance to, who maybe would not normally get that chance to sing in front of people.
Yeah. Huh.
And on the minus side, I will say I found the choreography to be more than a little inappropriate for
what? No, man.
For what high school kids should be up to doing in a
what
stage,
about it?
You know? I just thought it was kind of there were a lot of I guess
leering.
Lunges. There was a lot of lunging going on.
How about the grinding?
I didn't like the lunging or the leering or the grinding that they were doing.
Well, it's not for everybody, but I got to say this. You know, this is 2017, Jack. Tom, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
And these kids live in the real world, all right? And they see things 20 times more erotic than that when they go to the supermarket or to church.
20 times, okay, at the, I don't know if they're seeing anything 20 times more. It was pretty lewd. I would disagree with you on that. I don't know what they're seeing at church that would be 20 times, worse than what that was, but.
Maybe they go to sex church, I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe they go to sex, maybe. Well, Davey, you know what, I'm just gonna.
Maybe they go shop for, groceries at Erotic Foods.
You know what? Maybe they do. And if
that's
that would
right,
be the
Jack.
Case, Jack. Okay, there's the Jack thing again.
That's right.
I'm assuming you still mean it. It still has the same intent.
No, at this point, I actually think your name might be Jack. I've said
okay.
It so much.
You actually got to that point where you're like, this guy's name is Tom. This guy's name is Tom. His name is Tom, not Jack. Tom, not Jack. Tom, and then you're like, wait, maybe it was Jack, not Tom. I can't remember.
Yes, yeah, I've said it so much, it's become ingrained in me, and I believe that is called Baron von Munchausen's syndrome in reverse by proxy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, Davey, I'm going to play the next clip here.
Okay.
These are video clips that sent through, and this is...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
All right, I guess this is the next performance here. Let's check this out. I gotta say, Davey, I really can't believe you had let a group of teenagers do a Gigi Allin song.
Well, look, we did soften the lyrics a little bit, you know, but we're trying to inject some excitement into this thing. Year after year, it was nothing but these antiquated, safe songs like Yesterday and Night Fever and Listen to the Music or Sister Golden Hair, you know, that kind of lukewarm pablum, you know. No one wants to hear that anymore. And I'll tell you, Gigi Allin was... I still can't believe I'm referring to him in the past tense, you know. I mean, it seems like just yesterday that he passed on. But, you know, Mr. Allin was... He was excitement personified, and I think we can all agree that nobody has been able to fill those cowboy boots and that extra small jock strap since his passing.
Well, I mean, he was a scary, terrifying guy who was a very bad guy in a...
What? He was a showman.
But there's a reason...
He was a shaman.
Okay, I didn't know he was a shaman.
Yes.
I mean, I will say there is a reason why he was called... Mr. Excitement.
That's right, yes.
It was his showbiz handle, Mr. Excitement.
That's right.
And correct me, how well do you know his work?
I know it a little. You know, I have a cursory knowledge. You know, I know, of course, 1980s rock and roll.
Yeah, which is his first early stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember... correct me if I'm wrong on this, was there a period where he had kind of like a guy who would put like a cape on him and try to get him off stage, like when he would be like, I can't do anymore, and they would try to put like the robe or the cape on him to try to get him to finish up? I look for stuff about that and I can't find anything, but
he did do that, but his brother Merle is very, he guards the vault really, closely, but I have seen clips, yes, where Merle puts the cape on him and then Gigi tears the cape off, and in this particular clip, he also tore off his own jock strap, so the audience was faced with, that Tic Tac and two BBs. So,
yeah. Now, can I just say to you, the kid singing,
right?
Same guy who sang Love Gun also sang Bite It, You Scum. What was his name?
Jaden. I tell you, man, this kid, a kid like this comes along once every generation, and he's going places. You just watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know? Well, I mean, I will. I guess I will watch. And one thing I am going to watch is the next one of these clips that I was sent. Okay, let me pull this up here. All right, let's check another video out from the concert from this past weekend. That was one of the most offensive things I've ever seen.
You stopped it too early.
That's where the clip stopped, Davey.
Well, then you didn't get to see when President Trump got up on stage and started twerking.
I guess I did miss. Oh, that's. Oh, thank
you. Your loss.
My, I don't know if that's my loss.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the kind of thing you want stuck, in your brain. That feels like one that would get tattooed. That was disgusting. And I could only imagine, cause he doesn't seem our president. It does not seem particularly, limber these, of late.
Oh, he wasn't. It was kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, people say that he looks like a melted candle, like slash butter ball, mm-hmm. You know? It was like that. He had to get hoisted down onto the stage from his, you know, from his box. It was almost like when John Wilkes Booth jumped from the box after assassinating Lincoln. Mm-hmm. But instead of saying, Sic Semper Tyrannis, you know, which is what John Wilkes Booth said. President Trump said, I hope there's a pizza down there for me, too.
Yeah, I'm so glad I missed that part. And I got to just say also, the choreography, that was like...
Sexy.
No, it was disgusting. It was super creepy.
What?
It's just so gross. It's like showgirls level creepiness. Just the worst. Just the worst. You know.
Some people are into that.
Well, some. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not, Davey. I mean, I gotta just say it's frustrating because these young women are clearly really great singers. And you're like just treating them like they're just like pieces of meat. You know, it's really pretty, offensive.
You're only saying that because of the meat costumes they were wearing.
Uh huh. Well, I didn't like the meat. I think that's, it just doesn't seem practical, first of all, to just have a thing where someone's wearing. I mean, I know Lady Gaga did it that one time, but she's got like a big budget for these things. This just seemed like somebody went to the grocery store and just like got some chops.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, so it literally was just taking chops and what, stapling them to some sort of like...
No, they weren't stapled. They were Velcroed.
So, oh, that's so gross to Velcro meat. Yeah.
You've never Velcroed meat?
No.
Fun.
What's that?
It's fun.
It's fun to Velcro. Look, I guess that's your deal, Davey. That makes me wanna barf. I gotta just say.
Sounds like someone doesn't like PG-14 erotic infotainment. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
The old fuddy-duddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right on that. I guess I don't like PG-14?
14. It's a little racier than PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want nothing to do with what kids are doing, with this. It seems so misguided. And,
maybe you're misguided.
Well, maybe I am, but there's also a chance that both of us are misguided at the same time.
Who was in that movie?
Who was in what movie?
Maybe both of us are misguided at the same time.
Oh, wow.
I feel like I can picture him. The kid from Breaking Away.
Yeah. What's his face? What's his face?
Earl.
What's his face?
Not Earl Cannonbear.
No, Jackie.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Jackie Earl Haley.
It was the love interest.
Oh, this is gonna kill me.
Oh my god!
It's on the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip. Maria Conchita Alonso.
That's it. Yes, I thought you were gonna say Moms Mabley.
No, it was not Moms Mabley. I don't know if she would have overlapped with Jackie Earl Haley.
Quite possibly not.
And I also do remember that Jackie Earl Haley's father was played by WWF Commissioner Jack Tunney.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and he was not a good actor. And they would just kind of cut away from him.
Right.
And they ended up doing a lot of his dialogue was like, in like subtitles on the screen, but he was speaking English.
That doesn't happen often. I've never seen that.
That's how bad his acting was. So bad they were probably worried that people wouldn't be able to pay attention to the content of it, because they would just be like, wow, this guy's bad. Then they would say to themselves, have I ever seen a guy be this bad in a movie?
Very distracting to the viewer. Yeah. It takes you out of the scene.
And then the next thing you know, they're not even remembering what's going on in the movie.
They're just staring at him, just going, oh my god, look
like,
at that guy.
Like, did somebody owe this guy a favor and they had to put him in the movie? And just like all the, like how did, and then next thing you know, half the movie's over.
It's a very unsatisfying experience.
It was, that was actually on the poster, that quote.
That was a quote from Gene Siskel.
He said, it's a very unsatisfying experience.
That's the best they could get.
It was. And the funny thing is, it wasn't even a full thing. It was, it's, .. a very, .. unsatisfying, .. experience.
People can see through that.
Yeah, they couldn't even fake a good quote.
Right.
Well, Davey, I just got to say, another thing that seems to really be laying out here watching these clips of this is that something with the concert, it's been going on for 50 years, is that different students get to sing each song. And it's kind of what the whole point. You're right there?
Yeah.
It's kind of the whole point of the concert, is to showcase all the different students and give them a chance to kind of show their stuff.
Mm.
But you've let this one guy, what is his name again?
Jaden.
Okay, you let this guy Jaden, who I got to say, by the way, could not have less star quality. He looks like he's like a backup quarterback, like a third string quarterback. Like he's jockey and muscle bound, but doesn't seem even like good. I don't even know if he'd be good at football, but he definitely has that bullyish kind of macho jock vibe. Coming on. He actually looks more like a wrestler, I guess is the way to say it, is what this guy, what is his name again?
Jaden.
Yeah. But he definitely has like, it's like a wrestler kind of vibe. Like a high school wrestler.
He is. Or he was, sorry.
Wait, Jaden.
Yeah.
Not Jaden Reynolds.
Yes, yeah.
Not the kid who was kicked off the Newbridge High wrestling team.
Yeah.
Back in, what was that, like it was in December.
Exactly. Yeah,
not too long ago. He was caught dumping dirty motor oil into the basement of the First Newbridge Episcopal Church. Is that him?
That's him, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, we've all got mistakes in our past, right? And sure, Jaden lost his way a little bit last year, but he's really found his home on the stage. It's such a blessing and a gift.
Well, can I ask with this, he was dumping dirty motor oil into the church basement?
Well, it wasn't that blatant. He was changing his motor oil.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the dirty motor oil, I don't know, it must have trickled somehow into the basement of the church.
But it wasn't one vehicle's worth of motor oil, was it?
I don't think it was, no.
Just give me a guesstimate on how much motor oil it was.
Well, it was his car, and then it was also a fleet of cabs.
What's that?
It was a fleet of cabs, too.
A fleet of cabs?
Yes.
So how much motor oil are we talking about?
I don't know. 5 barrels.
5 barrels of motor oil?
Yes.
That he dumped into this church?
Look, I'm not his keeper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, I'm trying to just get to the bottom of it. He does not seem like a great guy. He doesn't seem like he belongs on stage, but he also, on top of that, is the kid who did some pretty bad stuff. You know? I know.
And I'm just glad he didn't mention the other thing that he did.
What's the other thing?
Well, when the pastor, you know, who caught him dumping the motor oil into the basement,
mm-hmm.
when he caught him, Jaden gave him a power wedgie.
He gave the pastor a power wedgie.
Yeah, he had to. Basically, what a power wedgie is when you do it on a man of a cloth, you take off his robe, and then you loop the robe, you know, under his carriage. Like, can I say the word taint on your show?
Well, you just did.
It goes under his taint, mm-hmm. and then the taint.
No, stop. Stop getting. I don't want you to get more specific with it.
Okay, well. Basically, the robe goes under the teeny.
Stop! Davey, stop it!
Okay, well, you get the gist of it. Basically, he gets hung up by the robe under the tee.
I got the gist of it a long time ago.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know how smart you are.
Yeah, well, this is not a matter of intelligence to figure out. Look, I'm just gonna, let me play this next clip here.
Mm.
Let me just see what, okay, hold on 1 second. This is from the concert on Saturday. Okay, well that sounds nice. Nice strings.
She was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby. Why
Oh, wait. Oh. 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 Davey, I don't even know where to begin.
Pretty cool, right?
I gotta say, I don't even know how to convey to people what I just saw. With, yeah, that was very upsetting. It was like, well, first of all, I guess it started with like a groove that was played by a different drummer than we had seen on the first two songs.
Yes. Yeah, that was Hayden Bortner. He's a very gifted fifth grader at the Newbridge Fame School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there was a really nice, the cellos. It was a couple of young women were playing really well, nice melody on cellos.
Yes, yeah. That was two of our Danish exchange students, Isabella and Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the young lady was singing, the female vocalist started with that.
Yeah, that's Rachel Hirsch. Yeah, she's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I would say she's just okay. I mean,
yeah.
She has an amazing voice and she's got a lot of presence and it seems like she could, if she wanted to become a professional singer, she could do that right now.
Huh. I don't see it, but to each his own, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And then there was I guess everybody gasped, was, and you could hear the audience gasping also when, what's his name again?
Jaden Reynolds.
Jaden Reynolds.
You're going to remember that name when he's a billion-selling artist.
Okay, well, Jaden Reynolds, when he started singing, you could hear everybody gasp because instead of like being on stage,
mm-hmm.
he appeared in the center, the center aisle of the theater,
mm-hmm.
holding like a flashlight up under his face as he began to sing.
Yeah.
I gotta play this. Let me see this again.
It's pretty impressive.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, she's really good.
I knew a girl named Nikki, I guess. You could say she was.
Oh, that is. That.
Wasn't that cool?
No, it was not cool. It was terrifying. That is maybe. That is the creepiest thing creepiest performance I've ever seen. And I saw a porno for pyros in store.
Well, but man, I'll tell you, this thing was like Frank Booth from Blue Velvet meets a Slee Stack from Land of the Lost, but they're doing perv music.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. You don't see it much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess you don't see that much. No, you would not see that much. All right, there's one clip left here that I guess is the final clip.
Oh, you don't need to play that. Come on.
Well, I don't have to. Oh, well, now I'm definitely.
You got the gist of the show.
No, now I'm definitely going to play it.
Why?
I have to play this. I'm going to play it. Let's check this out. This is the final video I was sent of the... Okay.
Girls,
the pudding shack.
this is horrifying. Like now, it's like the, this is the riot part. I'm seeing the crowd, people are setting their programs on fire. Okay, now I see a lot of, now they're pulling their seat cushions out and throwing them around the auditorium. Oh my God! Now people are like setting the acoustic tiling on fire. Oh my God, now they're using the instruments, the band instruments to literally fight each other. There's like a grown man swinging a tuba around. He just knocked over, oh my God. This is, now they're rolling up the carpets and putting them into plastic. I guess they're going to try to return them for like store credit or something. That's not, wow, this is horrifying. If this is real, oh my God, it explodes. Now the statues that honor all the legends who performed are being, oh, what is it with these explosions? They're tearing down the Larry Craig statue of him demonstrating his wide stance. Oh my God. This is horrifying. And now there goes the Jim Belushi statue. There goes the Jim Belushi, and there goes the Gallagher brothers statue. Oh my God, it just, the Belushi statue fell on top of the Gallagher brothers statue. Oh my God. Oh my, oh. I gotta give some, Davey. I'm speechless. You tried to say that this was just people exaggerating.
Well, about things might have gotten out of hand. You know.
I got to try to give a little bit of context to how it all went down.
No, man, you don't need to do that.
No, that's all right.
Look, I should go.
No, Davey, please. Let's get to the bottom of this. Before the riot started, and that was a riot, people were tearing down statues, and there was one guy I saw literally eating the foam padding of seat cushions.
Maybe he was hungry, I don't know.
Okay, well, it seemed like people were turning into, like, animals. And
sometimes music does that to mm-hmm. people.
Well, to explain how it all went down, what led to the riot was... What was the kid's name again?
Jaden Reynolds.
Jaden came out on a, is that like a BMX bike?
BMX, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you'd call, okay. He came out on stage on a BMX bike, and I gotta say, that was, I'm being generous by calling it singing. That was his worst performance yet, by like a mile, that was his worst performance.
Well, he had notes. He had notes to hit that, you know. Maybe his voice wasn't fully warmed yet. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Well, it was horrifying, and then that was Motley Crue's "Girls, Girls, Girls," and then the young women they're dressed in like leather. It's gyrating. It was so disgusting. It was like. Yeah, it was like a penthouse style thing. It was disgusting.
And how about the strip clubs that he named? Have you ever been to any of those?
No, I haven't. And I don't know if that's... Why are you... You sound so proud of that.
You ever been to Knockers on Pancake Boulevard?
Oh, I've never been to... Oh, God.
Tattletales?
No.
The Pudding Shack?
No.
The Booby Shop?
No. And then when Rachel, who can actually sing... starts cutting loose. It's like she was singing, like she was finally like let out of like a cage and could finally be free to show everybody what she was actually capable of in this whole night.
You know, that's offensive, Tom. We did not have her in a cage. She was going to be in a cage during the next song, which of course was F Like a Beast by Wasp.
Okay, well, that's beyond disgusting.
Well,
these are like kids. That is so gross. that this is just so inappropriate for high school. And but then she's singing, and everybody starts getting into it, and really going nuts over how good of a singer she is, rightfully so. And you can even see Paul McCartney and and Denzel Washington.
He was in the box with him.
Yeah, they were cheering. But then that kid, Jaden.
Why can't you remember his name?
I just said it. It's Jaden.
Very frustrating. That's the most frustrating thing of the call for me.
I just said his name was Jaden.
You eked it out. All right, go ahead.
So then he seems totally jealous that she's finally, that somebody talented is showing what they can do. So she's singing. So then he goes over and he knocks the mic out of her hand. And then he says a really crude thing to Officer Harrop's wife, who was in the audience, while he was honking on, was that like a clown horn?
Yeah, but where was the clown horn?
Yeah, it was poking out of his fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, that's disgusting.
Well, look, Tom, there needs to be an element of humor in all music, you know, just like the best Frank Zappa stuff or King Missile.
There needs to be, what did you say, an element of humor. No, there
doesn't. Of humor in all music.
No, there doesn't.
Sure,
no,
there does.
No, there doesn't.
Have you ever heard the song called Jazz Fart?
The Zappa one.
Yes, it's great. It was his biggest hit.
It was,
on Joe's Other Garage.
Joe's Other Garage, which, yeah, that was like a 5-LP set.
It was short.
Yeah, I guess he decided he needed to kind of do what the punks were doing at that point.
Yeah.
And turn in something that was kind of economical.
Yes. Hey, question for you.
Yeah.
Of the two artists I'm about to name, who do you think was most pleased with themselves? Frank Zappa or Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
Oh, I think Frank Zappa. I think he can. I think Frank Zappa was so self-satisfied enough to beat out four people being self-satisfied.
Could be. Although he was very humble when he played that bicycle for Steve Allen.
Oh no, he was at that point a high school student.
Yes.
Who was looking down at Steve Allen as if he could barely contain him, the throw up he was fighting back being in the presence of somebody like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He had it early.
Yep.
I gotta say, Davey, it's really upsetting this concert. And that fly, that horn in the fly moment was.
Right. It was funny.
No, it wasn't funny. And it's exactly where the crowd turned on, Jaden. And people were throwing stuff at him, and there were people trying to actually get on stage to actually, attack him?
Or kill him, yeah.
Yeah. But then he goes out of frame. He climbs up on one of the curtains, starts kind of shimmying up one of the curtains.
Yes, yeah. Very, very nimble, very dexterous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it just seems like it's a scene of just rampant rioting amongst, which is 7,000 people in attendance?
Yes, it holds 7,000. It's definitely one of the bigger high school auditoriums, that's for sure.
Yeah, not what you'd think of. Usually a high school auditorium, you're talking about, 800?
800, yeah.
Yeah, this is, I will give them credit.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, so.
It's a shame it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, well, I guess that's everyone's loss then.
So, right, yeah. But look, you know, people reacted the same way when Stravinsky debuted The Rite of Spring and when Emerson, Lake, and Palmer first played Tarkus. You know, it's the same thing. Music, what is it? Music drives the savage beast insane? No, it's music makes cows crazy.
I don't know if it's music makes cows crazy or drives the savage beast. Look, it doesn't matter what it is, Davey. This is a giant mess. And the one thing I'm wondering above all right now is where is Jaden Reynolds now?
Well, you know, no one has seen him since Saturday night. He was last seen getting into this green AMC Pacer. Tom, I'm really beginning to worry about him. You know, people are saying that he might have met a tragic end. He might have had he might have come up a foul. Is that a term? Do you come up a foul or do you meet an a foul circumstance?
I'm not exactly sure, but that's horrible that would be any version of that.
It's I know.
Terrible. And, you know, I gotta say, I for the life of me, Davey, I can't understand why you would keep letting Jaden, sing lead on all of those songs over and over, but then you are relegating these really great, female singers to just being backup singers and being in degrading, costumes and in degrading songs and just, I don't know where, what would in, for the life of me would make you make decisions like that.
Are you gonna tell him or am I? What?
Wait, what, who was just said that?
Tom.
Hello?
It's me, Tom, Jaden.
Jaden?
Yes.
Jaden Reynolds?
Yes. He's got a gun on me, Tom!
He's got a gun on, who's got a gun on who?
I've got a gun on Davey. Try to keep up, please. Okay. Open your ears, jackass.
All right. I kind of missed it there for a second. Jaden, so, Jaden, I thought you might actually dead.
Yeah, so did Davey. Mm-hmm. How convenient that would have been, huh? You know, Davey, that green Pacer you told me to get into? That was going to drive me to safety? Well, it drove me to Colonelino Body Dumping Ground out on Quicklime Highway. Well, they almost got me, but I got away.
Hold on a second. This, I'm trying to follow this.
Yes?
You're implying that Davey tried to have you killed?
And hey, Tom, this phone's about to die. We should go, okay? We'll talk to you later.
No, wait.
No, here, use mine.
We'll use Jaden's phone.
Yes.
Okay, so he was trying to have... Jaden, he was trying to have you killed? What? Why?
Tom, my name isn't really Jaden Reynolds. I mean, it is, but it isn't. My real name is Brad Jennings, and I'm not a teenager. I'm 52.
Wait, hold on. You're 52. 52
yes.
years old.
Yes.
Okay, you sound a lot younger than 52.
Oh, I know. That's because I'm doing massive doses of Youngoproxen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Youngoproxen, which is this drug that makes... lowers people's kind of physical age. It, like, reverses the aging process.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
All the stars take it. It's really
mm-hmm.
fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But look, anyway, I met Davey Randall at karaoke night at Los Amigos last November.
Uh-huh.
And we got to talking, and I confided in him that I always wanted to be a singer, you know, but I never followed through with that. And I'd give anything to have a chance to sing in front of a big crowd now. You know, so Davey tells me that he can arrange for just that if I help him do one favor.
What favor?
Push Ken Lattimore off a moving roller coaster at 146 Flags Over Newbridge Amusement Park.
Oh my God! So he was Ken Lattimore, the previous band director, was murdered?
You can't prove that! But Tom?
Yeah?
Only Ken didn't die from falling off the roller coaster.
Okay.
He landed on the cotton candy stand, which was actually made out of cotton candy, so it was a very soft landing.
Sure, the stand was made of cotton candy.
So then Davey hijacked the world's largest golf cart, mm-hmm. which of course was being shown at the amusement park, you know, like as an attraction.
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to run Ken over 32 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But you know that thing about his body being dragged into the woods by a pack of rabid elves?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay, yeah, that seemed a little far-fetched.
Yeah, they weren't rabid. Each one of them had a very clean bill of health.
Oh, so the rabid part was the part that was not true.
Yeah, they're very healthy. They keep in shape.
Okay, it's not.
Perhaps you've seen them working out, you know, on the side of the highway.
These elves.
Yes. Yeah.
I've never. Yeah, I tend to keep my eyes on the road.
To each his own, I guess. Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm a pretty. I try to be a safe driver.
That's great. Yeah. You know. Anyway, so then, now that Ken was out of the way, Davey applied for and got the job as the musical director for the pop and rock concert.
Mm-hmm.
And in payment for helping him do that very flagrant deed.
Yeah.
Davey let me sing lead and pick all the songs for the concert. See, they were all songs from my youth. Very cool songs with great messages.
Oh, yeah, those songs all had amazing messages. Real,
mm-hmm.
real.
I like this, the Kiss song where he warns the woman that if she tries to leave him, you know, she'll be very upset.
Yes, it's every song sounds, they're super. Yeah, those songs are all bad messages, and they have no place being in a high school setting at all. It's not surprising that somebody, that's why these kids were doing songs from the 80s.
That's right, yes, yeah.
Yeah, because a 52-year-old man was picking them.
Well, I think the kids like to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from the greatest generation.
I don't know if that's the greatest generation.
Okay, the best generation.
Okay, well, I've never heard that either, but I guess that explains everything, I guess.
Kind of wraps it up in a nice little package.
Yeah, and I guess it's weird. It's kind of like that movie, Oh God, You Devil, the third Oh God movie.
It's my favorite film.
Yeah, but harder to follow.
A little more convoluted?
Than the third Oh God movie, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Tom, I'll tell you something. I'm actually enjoying being a precocious teenager, you know, who F stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was never a bad kid or a bully when I was young, so it's fun to be a little stinker now.
Oh, so you're a little, that might be the worst thing I've heard all night.
Well, ooh, you know, speaking of, it's time to re-up my young approxin dose. Hang on here. You bastard, I made you!
Wait, what's...
Look, while I've got my needles out, I think I should give someone here a shot of Silencia.
Silencia? That's yeah. That drug that's the Kern pharmaceutical that makes people, like medically stop talking.
Yeah. Oh, it totally works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hang on. I'm going to do myself here. All right, now David, it's your turn. All right, hold still. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I thought I was injecting myself with young approxin and Davey with Silencia.
Mm-hmm.
But I injected us both with K9 butol.
K9? What is K9 butol?
It turns you into a dog.
Wait, why would anyone even take a drug that would turn you into a dog?
Why does anyone do anything, Tom?
Well, that's a fair point. I mean,
right?
Davey? Jaden? Hello? Jaden? Jaden? Wow. Huh. As Mel Allen said, how about that? That was the weirdest moment. That's it. That's just the weirdest moment. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the best show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the best show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.